Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 327. And today we're beginning a new series based on Psalm 27. I spoke on this psalm's theme, and especially verse 4, for the Watford Church of Christ not too long ago. We're partway through a series based on the one thing phrases found in the scriptures. And the earliest one is David's psalm, Psalm 27, One Thing I Ask. And I'm dedicating this series to my old friend Akin, who told me that Psalm 27 was his father's favourite psalm. So this is for you, Akin, as well as your father. I was so taken with this psalm as I was preparing it for the sermon that I thought it would be worth taking the time to go deeper into the passage. So we're going to take one verse at a time, week by week. There's 14 verses. So we'll have 15 parts to the series because today is an introduction, a brief introduction, where we will read the psalm and then I'll share with you a short song I wrote using the words of verse 4, because music helps to embed words into our memories. And I hope you'll take the time to listen and to learn this simple song. It's simple. It's not anything spectacular, but I believe music like this can help to enable the truth of God's word to find a permanent home in our souls. So we'll begin with that, and then over the next 14 weeks after that, we'll go verse by verse. First, a short comment or two on the psalm's setting. If you look at Psalm 27 and Psalm 26 and Psalm 28, you'll notice that all three have similar themes. These are primarily the challenges created by enemies, but also delight in the Lord's house. So you might benefit from reading the other psalms in order to grasp more of David's circumstances. And I think reading Psalm 26 and Psalm 28 will help. Well, it will enrich our understanding and the spiritual benefits we gain from studying Psalm 27 in such depth. All three psalms may refer to the same situation in David's life, which could have been his flight from Jerusalem as a result of his son Absalom's coup. So again, a little bit of background reading you might find useful would be 1 Samuel chapters 15 to 18. If that is the circumstances, that helps to put a bit more colour into the psalm for us. So right now, what I'm going to do is read the psalm and then share the song with you. So what you might like to do, if you can, is if you're not driving or doing something where you're busy, is to stop and perhaps close your eyes, sit down somewhere comfortable, and just listen to this psalm and let it wash over you or sink into your heart. And even just today, as I read it, ask yourself, why might God want me to devote myself to thinking about this psalm for the next 15 weeks? Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Here's my song. Let me know what you think of it. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. I hope you enjoyed that. Next week, we will proceed to the first verse of the psalm. In the meantime, please add your comments on this week's topic. Put your comments somewhere where everybody can see it, because we learn best when we're learning in community. Do you have any questions about Psalm 27 or any suggestions, then drop me a line. You can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. You can send a message via the website, which is malcolmcox.org. You can even leave a voicemail there. If you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then please sign up at my website for the newsletter and I'll send it straight to you. And if you know anybody who might benefit from this, please do pass the link on, subscribe, maybe even leave a review. Until the next time, I hope that you will find that as you seek just that one thing, ask just that one thing from the Lord, you will find yourself dwelling in the house of the Lord, gazing on His beauty and enjoying His presence. Take care and God bless.